The majority of the more than $450 million budget is funded by state and federal grants. County revenue, roughly a quarter of that, comes from property taxes. Those were raised last year to nearly 4%. County Executive Phil Armstrong says he credits previous work done by the board to create a five-year plan for the county, so its finances haven't been excessively shaken by the pandemic.
We have tightened our belts in doing this budget. This is a working man's budget. This is not a suit and tie.
Department heads will now meet the Board of Commissioners to discuss the proposal, and Armstrong has the power to veto or accept any changes. A final plan is expected this fall. Armstrong says the county is scrambling right now to find money to add to this year's budget. The expected costs of mail-in voting in the coming election may double or even triple. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.